And we welcome you to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. The New York Giants wrapping up training camp 2014 at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A look at the Giants practice fields as they get ready for their third preseason game against the Indianapolis Colts. Hello again, everyone. I'm Bob Papa. So glad you can join us. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at today's practice. We'll dial into the tight end position. We'll take you behind the scenes of Eli Manning's newest fantasy football commercial and the Ice Bucket Challenge. Well, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning, and general manager Jerry Reese took part in it. I'd like to welcome in my co-host over the next half hour, Mr. Howard Cross. How are you there, buddy?
Great, great. We're going to talk about tight ends and real athletes on the team.
That's right. We're going to talk about the tight ends. But first, I want to talk about practice today. Okay. Today was the last day of training camp. They used carded practice today, in which they used cards. Explain what that is for the fans.
What happens when you do carded practice is it's an opportunity for the players to see exactly what they do. You draw up each individual play, and you get to see what they're doing, where they're going. They know who to block. They know which pass patterns to run. And they know what the defense is set up for. So they don't have to guess or anything. They hold it up. We used to call it scout. You hold it up, you read it, then you go out and you perform what's on the card.
And that's what took place today for the Giants here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. Let's take a look at the injury report for the New York Giants as head coach Tom Coughlin hopes that this gets smaller and smaller. Trindon Holliday and Xavier Grimble remain out with their hamstring injuries. Peyton Hillis with his foot. J. Ron Hosley with a foot injury. Odell Beckham Jr. out with a hamstring. And Daniel Fells with a knee. Now, Odell Beckham Jr. is not going to play in the game on Saturday, but Howard, he's doing more and more work out on the practice field.
Yeah, he is. He's doing more and more work. He's starting to get back into actually playing shape and that full speed shape. I talked to him briefly, and he had mentioned that, you know, the time between the draft, traveling around, visiting all the different teams, he didn't get a chance to continue that high tempo, he said, workout that he does. That's why he's a little sore, but he's getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, so Odell Beckham Jr. and Daniel Fells will not play in the preseason game on Saturday night in Indianapolis. Fells was injured in the Giants' first preseason game against Buffalo in Canton, Ohio. Meanwhile, quarterback Curtis Painter will run with the twos on Saturday night, which means Ryan Nassib will be the third quarterback used. All right, one guy who will be playing, and the Giants could certainly use him, is left tackle Will Beatty. He talked about recovering from that broken leg from last season and getting back into action.
I might not be like 100% as in strength to the left leg, but that's been cut off of it for so long. But you would just have to build it up. It's not a one-legged hop by any means when I'm out there. So it is in great football shape, I want to say. I mean, I guess I'm not having any concerns with the thinking when I'm going out there, okay, I'm not going to be able to do something because I could do it all.
Well, Howard, obviously when you're coming back from any type of injury, and you had injuries in your career, you need to get out and test it. He's been working in practice. What have you seen out of Will Beatty so far?
Well, what you saw, especially yesterday, we got a chance to see him going up against some of the defensive ends, doing a good job, bracing himself, good job in the run game is what you really want to see. Him driving off that leg, pushing and change direction, going from angles, trying to move guys out of the hole. I like that. When he's sitting back in pass protection is what I was really interested to know if he was going to be able to stand up when a guy actually turned into him and bull rush him. Seemed like he was doing pretty good, able to turn the guys around the corner, knock them down, and push them back.
All right, that's good news for the Giants and obviously quarterback Eli Manning. We're going to dial into the tight end position right now and talk a little bit about the Giants' tight ends, which is an area that everybody is looking at. The position coach is Kevin M. Gilbride, and he talked about this team's tight end position, especially with this new offense.
I would put it as jack of all trades. Yeah. With what we just talked about, with having them be in the backfield and playing a lot of that fullback role, splitting them out as the number one receiver, the number two, also an inline tight end as far as the blocking and the pass receiving. And it's a jack of all trades, and they have to master them all. So it's an exciting, it's a fun position within this offense. But we need to continue to develop in order to be ready to help our football team win games, which that's the most important thing.
All right, Howard, let's take a look at the depth chart for the New York Giants with the tight ends. Larry Donnell, Daniel Fells, Kellen Davis, Adrian Robinson, Xavier Grimble, Jerome Cunningham. Now, Fells will not be playing in the game. Grimble's still out with an injury. Talk about the tight end position and in this offense, how it's different than how you were utilized.
Well, you know, it's actually not any different than how it was utilized if you think about it, because we had started moving into the backfield by the end of my career. We were splitting out in the slot a lot, even playing the outside guy. The thing you have to realize, you know, I had a lot of great tight end coaches. You know, Coach Pope was one. Coach Dick Rabein, God bless his soul, was one. Dick used to say, the more things you can do, the more they're going to let you do. So he was probably the first guy to get us back in the backfield to let us lead through the hole. I think Charlie Way had banged his knee up or something, and the fullback was out. So he helped us learn how to, you know, step through the line, not just to be tripping when you walk through, when you try to get up for the block on the linebacker. And it was very interesting to see all those different positions and trying to figure it all out as you go.
One of the guys that is trying to grab the job by the throat is Larry Donnell, and new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo talked about his progress.
Yeah, I think Larry is a conscientious guy. He's a big body. He's capable of blocking, sometimes better than he does on tape, and he can go down the middle of the field and make a play on the ball. That needs to show up all the time, and he's a guy, you know, it's important to take care of your teammates on the field, and that seems like it's pretty important to him.
All right, Howard, give me a little scouting report of what you've seen not only this year but last year from Larry Donnell, who can make some plays on the football.
Well, you know, that's the thing they're going to be more excited with him, is him catching the ball, getting his hands on the ball. He's kind of the mismatch guy. We're always looking for a guy that's about 6'4", 6'5", running down the middle. It's hard for safety to cover him. It's hard for the linebacker to cover him. That's good. The thing he's going to have to worry about is the blocking part of the game. The part of the game they're going to need him on when you're an inline blocker or if you're in the backfield. That's the thing you kind of – it's more of a desire than anything else. You got to want to block a guy. You got to want to figure out a way to get to the guy first, get your hands on him first, and use that big body not just to push a guy back but to stand him up. And when you're taller than he is, it's harder for him to have leverage on you.
You mentioned some of the physical attributes, the size, the speed. Adrian Robinson is a guy that has a lot of those measurables, and Coach Gilbride talked about his progress to this point.
Good and bad. It's inconsistent and needs to improve in that regard. He has flashes of great things and shows you what he can do if he can continue it and continue to develop, but he needs to continue to develop in order to help us.
All right, Howard, let's talk about Adrian Robinson and a guy that, as Coach mentioned, needs to be more consistent.
Well, from what I'm noticing with him in practice, he's got good hands, he's got good speed, he can catch the ball. But what you see in the blocking and the running drills is that he stops his feet right before he makes contact. When you do that, that gives the defender a chance to knock you back off the ball. He has to be able to keep his feet going and keep moving forward, and they're worried about that. That makes him appear a little slow in the game. They don't want him to be slow. They want him to be fast. They want him to be explosive. If you can explode down the field and catch a pass, you can be explosive in that short distance between you and the defender when you're blocking.
And quickly, what about Kellen Davis, who's a veteran guy who's been in the league for quite some time, and he's big?
Davis looks more like the blocking tight end, the big body guy. I see him blocking defensive ends. I see him blocking linebackers, even getting up on safeties.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about the tight end position with Daniel Fells, who's been slowed by a bone bruise. But he sits down and talks with us as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, here on MSG+. Of MetLife Stadium as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess, as the Giants officially broke camp today. Practices will no longer be open to the public, but obviously practices will continue throughout the course of preseason here at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. We continue to talk about the Giants tight ends. Earlier today, our own Paul Dottino had a chance to talk with Daniel Fells.
Well, thanks. And of course, that tight end position is very crowded. Daniel, you are in a position where you're a veteran, but you're a new veteran in that you're new to the system. How difficult is it for you to actually compete for a job on this team?
I think it's very difficult. There's a lot of talent in our room. So, you know, you got to come out every single day and you got to work as hard as you can to try to show that, you know, try to separate yourself in any way that you can.
Everybody knows that at one point with the Rams, you caught 40-plus balls one season. That was your career year, statistically speaking. Do you feel that you're a better player than you were then, and if so, how?
I think, years. You know, just, I mean, you learn every year. Being around, I've seen a lot of different things, so I think I've grown over the years, and I've gotten a little bit smarter, a little bit more savvy, if you will. So just trying to make things happen.
And, of course, you had the year off last season. I know that was not by design, but do you think that also increased your appreciation for the game? And are there things that you saw that you are now better at because you sat out?
It definitely gave me a better appreciation for the game. You know, there's certain things that you take for granted just being around, you know, day in and day out. But I definitely came back, and I'm hungry. You know, I want to come out here and show that I should have been playing last year. But, you know, like you said, circumstances dictated differently.
You've been with a handful of teams in your NFL career, so I'm sure you've seen different coordinators, different coaches, yeah, different offenses. Tell me about what you need to learn about this McAdoo West Coast offense. So many people have talked about what it's like. What is it like for you?
It's a lot of studying, you know, just going in there and making sure that you understand the full, all the little nuances of his offense. It's a lot of little details, but, you know, it's work. You know, it's just like anything else. You got to go in every single day, and you got to put in the work, and you got to put in the time, and make sure that you understand all the little details that he wants you to make sure that you get done right.
And finally, as you sort out this group of tight ends trying to earn roster spots on this team, how do you feel your skill set either contrasts or matches up with the other guys that you're fighting for a job with?
You know what? I can't worry about anyone else. I have to go out there and, you know, do everything that I can do. Everything else is out of my control. You know, I have to go out there and, you know, continue to work hard and try to be the best athlete that I can be.
Well, to this point, do you think you put your best foot forward? Have you made a good case for yourself so far?
I'm trying to. You know, like I said, it's up to them to dictate that, but I'm doing everything I can to make sure that I'm doing everything right.
Daniel Fells, thanks for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was a look at the tight ends. When we come back, we're going to look at the corners and shutdown corners and how good this Giants secondary can be as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. It is time for our top moment of the day.
I'm accepting the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Based on Bruce Beck, Bruce challenged me. I'm going to turn around and challenge Gus Bradley, John Fox, Mike Smith, and General Odierno.
Okay, I'm accepting the ALS challenge from Rick Smith. Thank you, Rick. It's a great cause. Let's find a cure for this disease. And I would like to challenge Dave Gettleman, GM of the Carolina Panthers. And Dave, I got a couple of people requested you wear a Speedo. So I don't know how that'll go, but that's a request from some of your friends here. I also like to challenge Colonel Greg Gadsden with the United States Army, and I'd like to challenge my daughter, Jasmine.
I'm Eli Manning, and I was nominated by one of my biggest fans, Steve Broads, who has ALS. And, Steve, I'm doing this for you, and I'm going to accept this Ice Bucket Challenge. And afterwards, I'd like to nominate a couple former players, Sean O'Hara and Dave Deal, to do the Ice Bucket Challenge. So, Steve, again, this is for you.
There you go. Pleasure. Here we go. You definitely lose your breath a little bit there.
Get your breath away.
All right. Thank you, guys. Nice.
Well, it's a lot of fun, but obviously it's all for a great cause in raising awareness for ALS. And Howard, are you ready to do this?
We're not doing it right now, are we?
No. Okay. No.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready, but not this second.
Yeah, and it really is something that's going to a great cause. You know, the New York Giants, we talked about the tight ends earlier, and, you know, there's a lot of open competition. Meanwhile, when you look at the Giants secondary, it is loaded with proven talent. And Antrell Roll had a chance to talk about it with Dominic Rogers-Cromartie and that chemistry in the secondary.
I would say when you got a whole bunch of older guys, you know, I think it can because you guys been around the league and you understand the game. But when you're young, it takes time. And, or I can say that, you know, with Walt coming over, me, Trail, you know, already having Prince, Steve, all the guys mainly still being here, I think it's been smooth because, you know, we understand their game plan. They had to adapt to the Giants' way.
I wouldn't want it, you know, any other way right now. I think so far, so good. I think we've been gelling excellent, not just good, but excellent, you know, as a defensive back unit. I think our chemistry is, is definitely where it needs to be, and it's going to continue to rise. And, you know, we're friends on and off the field, which is always a thing that you need when you're dealing with someone on an everyday basis as we deal with each other. So, you know, we all love each other. You know, we all play for one another. And more importantly, we all understand what we have in task right now, which is go out there and see ball, get ball.
All right, Howard, talk about the importance of chemistry when you're dealing with the secondary, the safeties and the corners working together.
Oh, it's beyond important. You have to understand that these guys have to know what everybody's seeing from whatever angle they are on the field. They got to understand the safeties got to know if who's coming out, if they're running a double receiver side or a triple receiver side. They got to know who's taking who when they break. If they're crossing, they got to know which guy who's picking up which guy. They can't get picked on the crossing patterns. They got to understand spacing. Everything that they do is so instrumental. It's almost like a chorus line. They know every step that everybody's taking out there from their side of the ball, and that's important for every secondary, especially the Giants.
All right, how much of a game changer can Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie be coming off a great year last year in Denver with the AFC champion Broncos?
Well, I tell you what, when you have guys like Cromartie, you got Prince on the other side, you got Roll in the back and Brown, they're going to give enough time to that front four to get to the quarterback. It's not easy to throw the ball when you think that guy's going to be covered or these guys could take it back the other way.
All right, you mentioned Prince Amukamara, who the Giants drafted in the first round a couple of years ago. Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel talked about how Prince's game has grown.
Prince has improved so much, and I chuckle because, you know, they went after him pretty good against Buffalo, and I thought he responded well. And I do think that with each opportunity that we have to throw football at Prince, he'll get better and better. I remember his first play as a rookie against DeSean Jackson, I think it was, and he went up and snatched one out of the air, and I was like, whoa, okay, we thought it was the second coming. So he is coming. He's not the second coming yet. He is coming, and again, I think it, with each opportunity that he takes in practice to improve that skill, he can be as good as he would like to be.
Pretty impressive comments from Coach Fuel as we take a look at our Twitter question of the day, at ShakesNYG. Is Prince ready to be a shutdown corner?
I think they're going to go after Prince this year. I think if they're going to choose a side, they're not going to choose Cromartie's side. They're going to be a little nervous. They're going to try to get after Prince, and Prince is going to get better every week. And not because he's not a good corner now, but he's going to get closer and closer to the guy that they consider a shutdown corner. I would actually see him getting probably more than, like, you know, 6 interceptions this year because he's going to get a lot of opportunities.
85 tackles last year. He did have the one interception, and a player who, yeah, probably going to get tested a little bit more. They'll stay away from DRC, but he's going to have an opportunity to make the plays that the Giants are looking for as this secondary is loaded. It's got a lot of depth, and barring any injuries, I mean, it's going to be tough to pare it down when the Giants get to their final cutdown day. We still have a lot more to come on the program. We saw Eli Manning take the Ice Bucket Challenge earlier today. Eli and Peyton, well, they're also pretty funny when they do their TV commercials. When we come back, we're going to take a look at Eli's newest commercial, Fantasy Football, as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess on MSG+. There's no sound in space, but my dad's in space, because it's my fantasy, fantasy, football, fantasy, 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 football, fantasy. It's like football, sandwich and fantasy. All this talk is saying to is making me hungry. Football Fantasy. Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, and a host of other celebrities, Justin Pugh, Chris Snee, all part of the commercial and the ad campaign as we welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG+. Well, a lot of work goes into making those commercials, and we had a chance to take you behind the scenes of the making of Fantasy Football.
Fantasy, football, fantasy, 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 football, fantasy. If you like football, then you like fantasy. Fantasy, football, fantasy.
Fantasy football has become, a huge part of the success of the NFL and football. And DirecTV does a great job of, you know, making the best tools for fans to enjoy their Sundays.
It's Fantasy Channel, man, it's so brand new. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to you.
We also got a few of our teammates that wanted to join in on the fun. Seeing some of their acting skills has been good.
We weren't in the first one, so this is going to be the key.
I'll be singing it for a few days.
You might be dancing, you never know.
It's a football fantasy like no other. Like having a best friend at your quarterback brother.
The tune is very catchy.
It gets stuck in your head real quick.
Fantasy football. You have your pregame shows. I know a lot of fans watch, and then you also now it's getting ready for your fantasy league. We're just trying to represent that in a fun, festive way, and it happens to be another rap video.
Fantasy.
You buying football fantasy, Cross?
I have to get that.
Hey, listen, awesome. You played the second most games in Giants history. I mean, did you ever do any commercials like that?
No, thank God. I would hate to have something be brought back for my kids to see.
Well, obviously a lot of fun with Eli, Peyton, and the ad campaign. Meanwhile, the Giants travel to Indianapolis on Saturday night to take on the Colts. You're going to have a chance to see a couple of former teammates. Ahmad Bradshaw in his second year with the Colts. Hakeem Nicks is now a member of the Indianapolis Colts, and a couple of Giants like Antrell Roll and Victor Cruz are looking forward to seeing their former buddy.
It's always going to be good to see Hakeem. I'm happy for Hakeem. I think he landed in a blessed situation, you know, to be more importantly alongside Reggie Wayne. You know, I'm a long-time friend of Reggie Wayne. I understand his work ethic, you know, his craft. So Hakeem having someone above him, you know, to pretty much lay down the foundation, you know, lay the law down, is going to help him increase his game just that much more.
It's going to be weird, man. I was watching him this past week, and you know, in that good old Colts jersey, and it's not the same. But he's, you know, he's healthy from what I hear. He's in the best shape of his life from right now, from what I hear, from what I see. And I'm gonna shoot him a text to talk a little bit of junk to him too, while I'm at it.
Hakeem Nicks had a couple big years with the Giants and Howard in 2011 in the postseason. He had four touchdowns and 440-plus yards. He was the real force in the postseason as far as the Giants' passing game.
Man, you know, this kid, when healthy, he could be one of the top receivers in the NFL. Got the big hands. He has a breakaway speed. He's able to, you know, go up and get the ball, not afraid to go across the middle. He's really possibly could be, if he's healthy, one of the top 10 receivers in the league.
And the Giants will be back at Lucas Oil Stadium, where they won Super Bowl 46 against the Patriots, so good feelings there. Quickly, Howard, the Giants have five preseason games. Indianapolis is the only team that the Giants will play again in the regular season. It's a Monday night game at MetLife Stadium. Do you think the coaches maybe play it a little tighter to the vest, knowing that they're going to play them in the regular season?
No, there's so much to install. There's so much to go going on. They have to find a way to get all that stuff inputted. If they draw back or hold back this week, then they're going to lose out on their preparation and they'll be off their track.
All right, we are out of time for today's show. We'll be back on Monday night here on MSG Plus at 6 p.m. for another edition of Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.